My name is Yang Lan. I'm the co-curator of this exhibition, Reviving Craft, China's Intangible Cultural Heritage and Contemporary Design. These are the introductions of the concept from myself and my co-curator, Professor Su Dan. The key concept is to rediscover the beauty and the wisdom of our hands in the time of artificial intelligence. So when we get onto the adventure or the journey to rediscover la sagesse des mains, the wisdom of our hands, we can understand better how we adapt to our environment, how we inherit our culture, how we express our emotions, and how we create the beauties for life. So these are the concepts. And the sequence or the theme of this exhibition is to follow the five elements of Chinese philosophy, which are earth, metal, water, wood, and fire. So let's start from textiles. So this is the element of earth. We draw all kinds of fibers from the nature, linen, cotton, silk, especially for Chinese culture, we discovered silk, and also feathers. So we have all sorts of fiber from the nature, and we weave them into beautiful fabric and textile and make them into clothes, which also is a medium of creativity and our love, our compassion to each other. So here you can see the a very light representation of the feathers, and also the heavy carpets woven by small pieces of cloth from rural areas, because in those areas they treasure every piece of fabric. They don't want to throw them away, even if a clothes is no longer wearable. So we come here, we will see some of the fashion designer's work. This is by Vivian Tan, and she uses a Chinese a button technique to make them into beautiful phoenix and put them on the evening gown. And here is an embroidery piece, which actually was also influenced by some French or European embroidery culture, because it was the French and the Europeans who started to combine embroidery with beads and jewels, and also have those three-dimensional embroideries. So this is a piece by 25 Chinese artists, and it took them more than 30,000 hours to finish. Something interesting about our exhibition is that we use multimedia and modern technology to preserve and also educate people about these savoir-faire. For example, here we have a digital presentation of an embroidery piece, and if you touch different points, you will see the image as well as the animation demonstration. For example, this is the needlework of carved scale stitch. This is a special technique in embroidery, but we use an algorithm to work out the AI demonstration of this handwork. And here you can also see we have a master who is demonstrating how she works out a beautiful scroll of embroidery as an artistic piece. And here, you will see a robot is mimicking how to do the needlework. Yeah, but our idea is that machines can help to preserve and copy human behavior, but it is human imagination and creativity that initiates this process. And let's come here. You will see different textiles and fabrics from common people's life. For example, this material is called xiangyunsha. It's actually a kind of silk which is colored or dyed by river mud and also some other minerals and coloring materials. You will see it has a surface very smooth, almost like a layer of lacquer on it. So it allows you the flow of air. In the summer, it helps to cool down the body temperature. So it's very popular in Guangdong and Hong Kong area to wear this material. This is everyday's textile. And here you can see some of the fashion designers' work, which also uses different small pieces of fabric, because they don't want to throw away any of them. And so there's a sense of recycling and sustainability in the fashion design. Those are the quilts from ethnic group families. So people don't want to throw away their fabrics. So even when a piece of clothes is no longer wearable, they cut the usable pieces and put them together as the quilt for the family.